Texas. You take the dawn, I'll take the Galaxy 500. You get the cat, I get the couch you don't want anymore. You take the fish, I'll take the bowl. You take the dishes while you're at it, take my soul. But things ain't so bad, 'cause I've got a Galaxy 500. You get the house, I get a cheap hotel. You get a friend, but the show I'm at couldn't be anymore. You have a date. Probably wouldn't want to do the same with this air conditioner.
Martini time! It's martini time.
I got a song here that, a song off our new album. It's not out yet. We're still working on it. This is a song that I felt like needed to be written because in Texas we have a little problem with artists' renditions of stuff that is Texan. You know, and most of it, it's okay. I don't have a problem with it. You know, the oil well, the longhorn steer, the cowboy riding the bucket bronc, the six shooter, the big saguaro cactus. No, that's the problem. The big saguaro cactus is so closely identified as a Texas icon, doesn't grow within 1,000 miles of freaking Texas. Well, you know, maybe like 400 miles from El Paso, maybe. I don't know the mileage exactly. But man, those things aren't even in Arizona. I mean, not even New Mexico. They're only in Arizona and northern Mexico in an area called the Sonora Desert. Oh yeah, we got a lot of great cactus in Texas, let me tell you. If you like to get your butt stuck, we got it there. Peyote, everything, all that. Oh, we got a lot of cactus. But we don't have the saguaro, and it always perplexes us in Texas, and I know the people in Arizona are kind of fed up with the whole deal, too. It's probably Hollywood that got us this image with the whole saguaro in it. But, you know, in Texas, we can't get away from it. So, in Plano, Texas, you walk into the Texas Land and Cattle Restaurant, look up on the wall, welcome to freaking Arizona. So here we got the song we got called Ain't No Saguaro in Texas.
There's something who's been bugging us, Texas. And it's time that we set the record straight.
Concerning the species of cacti that grows in a whole different state. The cactus in question's gone slow. It's tall with big arms in the air. And if you ever travel to Texas, I'm sorry, but you won't see them there. Hollywood and misinformed artists made the saguaro a Texas icon. But the saguaro only grows in Arizona, where people got them now on their lawn. I love the saguaro desert. I bet people there are glad I'm telling you that the saguaro only grows in Arizona and part of northern Mexico too. There ain't no saguaro in Texas. It's not the kind of cactus we got, but somehow we're stuck with this image. And change that is gonna tear it apart. What's in Mexico and Arizona? I'm glad that I've cleared the air. There ain't no saguaro in Texas, but we should got a lot of things there.
Is it true that you got a lot of desert? You got a lot of pine forest too. Hundreds of miles of beauty. I'm in love with just doesn't have a clue. Toes are sure good legs. Guitars require to wear, so cactus needles won't stay your legs. Flowers and blue like flowers, live oak trees and great barbecue. Red tail and coral cactus, whiskey trees and paley too. It's not the kind of cactus we got, but somehow we're struck by the chicken. The chicken is gonna trade a lot. Folks in Mexico and Arizona are probably glad that I'm through the air. And I ain't gonna swallow in Texas, but we sure got a lot of trouble going. Yeah, we sure got a lot of trouble going. No, there ain't no swallow.
Self-explanatory.
at your door, just a few. They won't take away my pickup truck, but a small electric car just gets stuck. It won't haul a load of hay more than half a mile away, through the weeds and through the heart and through the mud. I've got a rural point of view, and I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I just think you'd find that you just might change your mind if you thought about the world. Things were bad. Anything to eat and you were glad. Bologna on your plate and you were happy that you ate, cause bologna was the only choice you had. Urban folk now love organic meals, and getting rid of is really no big deal. I hope they don't forget, and I hope that they admit that they're lucky they can eat the way they feel. Yeah, I got a rural point of view, trying to tell them what to do. I just think they find that they just might change their mind if they thought about the world for me. An Ivy League professor loves his wheat, says pickup trucks will soon be obsolete. That pompous little fool who can ride his bike to school, cause a farmer with a truck is how he eats. I got a wrong point of view, and I'm not trying to tell him what to do. I just think he'd find that he just might change his mind if he thought about the wrong point of view.
Thanks a lot. stop my car or anything. Get no more.
He's in a jail under the door. My car blew up. The oil poured. This is just a bitch of beer and waste. What's up, the door?
Thank you. Michael Landon of the Rockabilly World, Mr. Excitement himself with the Big Mouth Bass. Let's have a warm stagecoach welcome for Nature Boy Jimbo.
Stick around for one of my favorite bands of all time, the Charlie Daniels Band.